This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. Not too long ago, I received a note from the writer and librettist Margaret Yard saying that her longtime partner, the composer and pianist Michael Saul, had passed away peacefully on March 28th, 2018. He was 83 years old, and he had been in poor health for some time, but still the news came to me as a shock. I have very vivid memories of Michael's performances with the Tango Project, which was his ensemble with the accordionist William Schimmel and violinist Stan Curtis. Later on, Mary Rowell was the violinist. I remember Michael's vibrant tango arrangements and what a tremendous sound that he got out of the piano. Let's listen to a tango that he composed along with his longtime associate and collaborator Eric Salzman, who unfortunately also left us not too long ago. This is a piece called Noah. Thank you. That was a tango called Noah, written by Eric Salzman and Michael Salm, both longtime collaborators whose music embraced a wide variety of influences. Both of these composers sadly passed away recently. Here is another tango by Michael Salm. It originally was composed for the pianist Ivar Mikhashov, and we will hear Ivar Mikhashov perform Exile's Cafe. We just heard a tango entitled Exile's Cafe, composed by the late Michael Salm. We heard it performed by Ivar Mikhashov at the piano. I first became aware of Michael Salm in the 1960s when I was a kid. He was working then with the singer Judy Collins as her musical director, and he wrote some really imaginative arrangements for some of her classic albums like Wildflowers and the album Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Michael was also the director, I believe, of WBAI's Free Music Store. At first, Michael Saul was interested in the serial movement that prevailed in Europe in the 1950s and 60s among composers, yet he gravitated more and more toward his own melodic gifts, and much of his music interweaves classical and popular influences in ways that I feel are completely organic and true to his nature. One biography of him says that Michael Saul is fond of combining romantic-styled melody lines with rhythm section grooves, and he has said that his rediscovery of traditional tonality after the baptism of fire through quote-unquote new music represents, quote, progress, unquote, in the sense of a recovery from an illness. I like that quote very much. Why don't we hear the introduction from a longer work by Michael Saul that's entitled Jungles. This is scored for electric violin, electric guitar, and rhythm section. And in this piece, I think you'll get a sense of the composer's stylistic cross-fertilization, so to speak. Music of Michael Saul.
Thank you.
We have been listening to music by the late Michael Saul. That was the introduction from a larger work that is entitled Jungles. We heard it performed by Mary Rowell on electric violin, Eric Liljestrand on electric guitar, bassist William Sloat, Kevin Norton on drums, and on piano, Philip Bush. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. We are featuring the composer and pianist and stylistic polymath, Michael Saul, this hour. He recently passed away. I did not know Michael Saul very well, yet we did have a mutual admiration, and we shared music with each other when we were able to be together. One of his large-scale solo piano compositions is something called Serenades. It's about 35 minutes long, and a critic colleague of mine, Dave Lewis, wrote that to the passive listener, this piece might strike one as a cross between Ferruccio Busoni and a Dave Brubeck improvisation. And at 35 minutes, it is very long, but is neither repetitive nor tedious. And I think that's a pretty accurate description. The pianist Joseph Kubera recorded Michael Saul's Serenades, and I think it's really worth taking this time to listen to the whole piece. There are certain big contemporary piano pieces that really don't get heard or performed very often, yet they really deserve attention. So let's settle in for the next half hour or so for Serenades by the late Michael Saul with pianist Joseph Kubera. Thank you. We have been listening to music by the late Michael Saul. That was a large-scale solo piano composition called Serenades. It was performed by Joseph Kubera, and it's available on the Albany label if you would like to investigate this release. One program is hardly enough to do justice to Michael Saul's wide-ranging and eclectic career, but he was an immensely creative and protean personality, and his energy was just something else. Let's conclude the way we began with the Tango Project. This is Cole Porter's So in Love. From Cole Porter's musical Kiss Me, Kate, arranged by the late Michael Saul, who was at the piano, along with violinists Stan Curtis and Mary Rowell, and one of the great accordion masters in the universe, William Schimmel, collectively known as the Tango Project. You've been listening to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFN.org. I should tell you that you can access webcasts for earlier Between the Keys episodes whenever you want to listen by clicking on WWFN.org online. And if you go to my personal website, jeddistler.com, you'll see that I've started to post playlists for each episode, starting from the very beginning. It's an ongoing project and not quite complete, but I hope it'll get finished sooner rather than later. This is Jed Distler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to us being together next week at this time for Between the Keys. Until then, stay well and be kind.